Imagine being under the pressure of being only 20 years old, releasing your debut album, and being the younger cousin of a rap superstar all at one time. If you could, then you'd be imagining yourself as Baby Keem. On September 10th of 2021, he released the album The Melodic Blue with a total of 19 tracks, and he also serves as the executive producer of his album. So let's talk about even more pressure. So if we get straight into it, like, was it top tier? Could there have been more? Was Range Brothers simply a meme song? I'd say I was surprised by the whole album. It was very great and easy to listen, and it had its own unique style that he bounces between slow songs, upbeat songs, all while remaining true to himself. Many comparisons have risen between he and his cousin, Kendrick Lamar, and the notion of if it's really good or if he's just getting conditioned or like rap nepotism because of being his cousin. When I first heard Range Brothers, I thought it was a joke. I never even knew Kendrick had a cousin who rapped, and I was like, all right, that's just a meme, top of the morning, let's keep moving. But I realized how I missed out initially. They both had solid verses at the beginning, before the top of the morning segment. And I even looked at the ending differently after taking it as more of them having fun, like family fun, versus trying to be so serious all the time. And then I think with this album, Keem successfully shut down the rumors because he held his own against Kendrick on the album. And taking this energy into listening to the rest of the album, it was the best decision I made. I found myself favoriting each song to my library after I listened. His high-pitched sound and switching of topics effortlessly was nice, and I am one who likes to listen to albums in the order of the track list to get a good flow, and going immediately from the beginning with Trademark USA, he grabs your attention with a slow, melancholy rap that touched on his experiences that he took to get where he's at, and this became a theme throughout the whole album where he's literally just speaking his mind. I personally feel like the songs First of Order, Scars, Scapegoats, and Issues show how he's different. He also has a few features including Brent, Fayez, Travis Scott, and of course Kendrick, along with Don Toliver. And he has a plethora of samples throughout the album. The features were also really well picked for them being on each song. I didn't feel like they were random or just forced to get big names on his tracks. And as I mentioned before, usually many artists would shy away and try to ignore the familial ties, but Keem and Kendrick collaborated on another song, Family Ties, as well. And they're going back and forth trading lines, and you could tell that they really embraced their connection. I also like that Keem added Brent Fayez to the bonus release of Lost Souls because it deals with trying to find love while being in the industry. And any fan of Brent knows that that's right up his alley. Overall, I think listening to the album was refreshing. I expected more of a mainstream rap song from Baby Keem, but I was wrong. It's been in my playlist rotation consistently since my first listen, and I cannot get enough. When Keem said, "I hate to tell the truth, we're not the same," he really meant that. And by listening to the album, I think the audience will get that as well.